From the Pitch with Marcelo Balboa.
Balboa with a great header. Oh, my, what a goal! Oh, what a header by Balboa! And the Rapids have taken the lead!
Colorado's only soccer-specific radio show.
The ball floated towards the far post. He's shot forwards, and there it is! And it's Dylan Serna with the equalizer!
From the Pitch with Marcelo Balboa. Presented by Colorado Soccer Association.
And here for the premier edition for the year for the Colorado Soccer Pro from the Pitch, I'm Darren Copeland. Marcelo Balboa should be along any minute if he can get that bad taste out of his mouth. You know, what a difference a year makes. Last time we talked, all of us here, we talked about a team that was in the MLS semifinals, was a team that was in the conference finals, was a team that had a chance to win, a real chance to win the whole MLS Cup, had an opportunity, unbeaten at home in 15, 19 games, a defensive stalwart. I mean, this is what the last time we talked, that was what we were talking about. The goalie, Tim Howard and Jermaine Jones and all these guys. Well, where are we now? Kind of amazing. I mean, when we think about it, I mean, listen, no one is, I don't know, I want to come off at this as positive to start, okay? But snake bit would be a way to talk about the Rapids when we're sitting here looking at this team. Take the game that just ended here between the Colorado Rapids and the Minnesota FC Minnesota, whatever they are, the Loons. I love the Loons, so the Loons. I'll call them the Loons. So the Rapids-Loons game. Rapids have an opportunity to go up 1-0, and Dominic Badji decides he'd see how close he can get and still chip one over the top of the bar. I mean, come on, man. You know, we play all the time. When I'm coaching soccer, we play all the time trying to hit the top of the crossbar. I think maybe that's the worst possible game you can play, because look what happened. It happens a lot more than you think, actually. You see it a lot. Like, if you're going to see a miss from 3 yards or 2 yards in, you're going to see that. But it's still really, really hard to put it over the top of the bar from 3 yards out. But he did it. And then, bang, we go the other way. McMath, who, you know, because, Tim Howard gets accosted by a fan and the MLS decides to, you know, punish him about it. I mean, for crying out loud. But, you know, hey, three-game ban. Whatever it is, McMath is probably the best backup in the MLS. He makes a couple great saves, but ultimately, that Rapids have the possession, have the play, and then the Loons come down, score a goal, and that's all she wrote. Can't get one in late. Have one that goes off the, have all sorts of opportunities. But unfortunately, that's the way it's been this year. I mean, we can talk about injuries too. So Axel Schulberg, out for about 8 weeks. Hamstrings are touchy. Of course, the terrible foul that caused Boateng to be out with the back injury, broken back, basically, vertebrae in his back, out to 8 to 10 weeks. Come on, man. Of course, the MLS won't do anything about that.
No suspension?
Nothing? No, I doubt it. I doubt it. You can undercut a player, and you can reach out and yell all sorts of things at, if you're a fan, MLS, you can do whatever you want, it sounds like. I mean, I don't mean to sound bitter about it, but listen, if someone is yelling at you.
Right.
Okay, if you're walking down the street and someone is yelling at you from 6 inches away, you are legally allowed to defend yourself. You are legally allowed to defend yourself.
Right.
Like, if he's coming at you, you're legally allowed to put your hand on him. Legally. But the rules are different. You have fans in Kansas City, which are very clear. And one of the other thing that the Major League Soccer has always tried to do is make sure that all the venues are very fan-friendly and close to the soccer fields. I mean, I like it. But come on, you can't have guys walking off the field and have fans inches away yelling at them. I mean, that's not okay. But it is what it is. You have injuries and injuries and injuries. And then, of course, and this is the other thing that's confusing to me. It must be confusing to all you other Rapids fans. You can give us a call, 303-831-1340. What is, okay, so you lose Axel Schoberg before the season starts, or right at the beginning of the season. So he's your best defender. So you'd think it would not be an ideal time to go and trade your other solid defender and your captain, your defensive midfield captain, for a talented guy. I mean, we see what he's able to do. But hey, listen, sometimes we could use defense. And here's the thing: when you talk about and here's the thing I think that people forget about Cronin. He's the captain. He was the captain last year. And what's the difference between this year's soccer team and last year's soccer team? It seems like they need a guy in the middle who's telling people how to play defense, making sure they're in the right spots. If you listen to the pregame show on TV, you might have heard Cello talking about how this week in practice they were doing a lot of work defensively. It's shocking to me that they would need to do this much work defensively. This is a team that went 15-1-5 at home and was unbeaten at home.
Phenomenal.
15-1-5, yeah. They were undefeated at home last year. The third longest streak in MLS history in terms of unbeaten at home. And they trade him away. You trade him away, and all of a sudden your defense is suffering. And sometimes I'm wondering, when you have strength, you need to keep your strength there. You don't want to – what you want to do is you want to keep your strength where you have it and then try and find ways to upgrade your weaknesses.
Right.
While keeping your strength strong. What the Rapids effectively did was try and get their offense better. And if you've listened to this show for any length of time, this is about the one thing that we all fight about is how they should play. Should they play more pretty, or should they play, with more open flair and more offense? And there's some merit to that. But another word for pretty is cute. And the thing is that what I'm seeing from these Rapids forwards is they're all being too cute, trying to make that Barcelona pass. Barcelona can play the Barcelona style because they can afford to pay Barcelona players Barcelona money. I mean,
yeah.
So, if you have the best 11 passers in the world, yes, you can ticky-tack. And I'm not saying we don't have guys that can't make those passes, but sometimes you can't be pretty and you can't be cute. Sometimes you have to go to goal. How many times in this game late when we needed a goal, and listen, I'm not going to go too hard on Baji because that was a great run. How many times did we put in a ball and guys weren't passing and guys weren't doing what they need to do, or they made a cross that was the wrong type of cross, or maybe it was just bad, or maybe they tried to do a give and go and they just all weren't on the right page? Yeah, that feels a lot like what this game looked like. Feels a lot like what that SC game last Saturday, and we'll talk about that. It sounds like, what this season sounds like.
Just not on the right page.
Not on the right page, and that's a problem. I really don't want to go there, but do you know who's responsible for that is coaching? I'm just saying, but we will talk more about this. We have all sorts to talk about. We haven't talked in a while. We need to catch up, right? We'll be right back after this.